Hey guys, it's Jessica, and I promised you a video series on how to achieve anything in your life. I've just been really spending some time kind of contemplating, you know, how I've gotten to where I have in my business and in my life, and what does it take? You know, why do some people succeed and other people seem to struggle more? And it kind of just made me evaluate certain things in my life that taught me certain lessons that I now apply on a regular basis. And the number one theme that seems to be ringing true, not only in my life, but on the other coaches on my team that are succeeding on a grand level, is that we are relentless. And I kind of started thinking about in my life, when was I faced with something where I kind of had a decision? You know, I could give up, or I could throw in the towel, or I could take a break. But I actually chose not to, and instead I kind of embraced this concept of being relentless and how that kind of became a part of who I am. So I'm going to be sharing three different scenarios with you in my life over the course of the next week or so. But I'm going to start with something that I did way back in high school, which actually was a while ago. I was challenged by my dad to earn a scholarship to college because he decided he didn't want to pay for it. And, you know, later in life, I really value that decision because, like I said, because of that decision of him pushing me to go achieve more, to become more, to earn that scholarship, kind of played a part in, like I said, who I've become. So I knew to get into a college, to get a scholarship, you know, they're mostly judging your SAT scores. So I went, you know, I took my SAT. And I don't even remember what the score was. It was probably like a 1200 or so. But I knew, you know what, to up my chances, give me a better shot, I was going to have to do better. But it's not like, you know, you get study materials, so to speak, for the SAT, because it's pretty much like all of the knowledge in the world you need, because you never know what's going to be on there. So I knew that there was, you know, a reading comprehension section. I knew there was a vocabulary section and then the math section. I rocked out the math section. I've always been really good at math. Reading, not so much, especially reading comprehension or vocabulary. So I did what I had to do. I went and I got these little note cards, and I started writing the words down from my dictionary. I had like a pile this big of cards with this little bit of writing, and I wrote down, started with A, and I'd write down the word, I'd put the definition on the back. You know, line after line after line, and I would carry these around with me everywhere I went, and I would practice. And I would learn, and I would force myself to memorize all these definitions only because I wanted to up my SAT score to get that college scholarship, to achieve that goal. I didn't want to memorize the dictionary. You know, I didn't, in my free time, I really didn't want to sit around with these little cards, but I knew that in order to get to where I want to go, I had to do something, and that was all I came up with. So you're probably waiting for this amazing story where I all of a sudden got a 1600, a perfect score on my SATs, and lived happily ever after. Well, I went, I took my SATs. I knew all of these words that I never even knew existed. I mean, I had my vocabulary down. So what happens? I score perfect on vocabulary, and I missed double on reading comprehension. I don't know what happened, but it turns out I did not improve my score at all. I still ended up getting into an amazing college on a scholarship, but my point was I put in all of that effort and all of that time and carrying around all of those postcards, reading and memorizing, and from the outside looking in, it looks like it got me nothing. I did not improve my score. But what I realize now is that was one stepping stone in my life towards helping me realize, you know, the need to be relentless, the need to go the extra mile, to do the extra thing, whether I'm going to see a direct benefit or not, because I'm going to know that I gave it my all and that I didn't look back. And in turn, it built this resiliency inside of me to never give up and to push when I don't want to and to do the uncomfortable thing, because that's how you're ultimately going to achieve your goals. So that's a number one story, and kind of what helped develop me into this more relentless person that wasn't just going to bow out or give up. So I hope that was helpful. Stay tuned. I'll be coming with the second crazy scenario in the life of Jessica later on this week. But I just want you guys to know that you can do anything you put your mind to, and you might fail. You might fail like I did. I put time and effort and sweat and tears into those words and I failed. But ultimately, I'm winning. So I look forward to sharing more with you guys. Definitely shoot me a message, jessica@jessicabowsernelson.com. If you want more info on how to join my Dare to Dream team, where we lift each other up, we encourage each other, and we literally chase new dreams on a daily basis. See you guys.